on my own. There we go. Oh gosh. Right, so we've all had a busy week or three or four. It seems to have been going on forever. Christmas for us was not celebrated on the 25th of December because I was working and the kids were elsewhere. So we actually had our Christmas day on the 28th because Christmas isn't just about a date in the calendar. I know some that started celebrating Christmas at the beginning of November, even October. I know some that will continue to celebrate Christmas into January. I know some that put up their Christmas tree on Christmas Eve and it went down on Boxing Day. And some that decided not to celebrate Christmas this year. In our house, at Christmas time, we put a birthday candle in Jesus' birthday cake. And that's how we signify that this is about Jesus. Not about the Christmas presents, the lights on the tree, not about the turkey or whatever you decide to eat on that day, but about Jesus and the fact that he came to be with us. This year, more than any other year, I've noted that people have deviated from the traditional expectations of Christmas. More people than I know decided not to have turkey. I've seen many, many different versions of Christmas trees than ever before. People choosing not to do cards, which they used to do. People getting away from the culturally expected norms. Christmas is a tough time of year for many people. Adverts, celebrating families together, the biggest presents, that didn't change. This year, just as any year, that was paramount on the television and in expectations of the people around me. Yet one thing about Christmas that struck me this year is how much easier it is to talk to non-Christians about Jesus at Christmas time. Still more people come to church at Christmas time than any other time of the year. People who don't believe in Jesus sing about baby Jesus born in a manger. And that leads to many interesting ways of being able to talk about our faith, which at other times can be that little bit more trickier. Actually being able to explain why we're celebrating Christmas and what Christmas is really about. One thing that struck me was when I was talking to Ella with baby Benjamin, and the first thing she was teaching him was about the different characters that are there in the stable, who they were, what they did, and hoping that by the beginning of January, he recognizes that there were three shepherds, that there were wise people, that there was Joseph and Mary, so that she can talk about them and what they teach her in her faith. It's this time of year where I often think of Mary and her experiences. We talk about Mary in the stable and Mary finding out she was pregnant with the angel Gabriel. But how did she celebrate Christmas after Jesus' birth? Jews didn't celebrate birthdays the way we recognize them, with a birthday cake and presents. But every year after that, did she think of the stable? Did she think of the wise men and the shepherds? We're told that she treasured these things and contemplated them in her heart. The good things, the amazing things, the exciting things, but also the sad things, the difficult things. Every year, around the same time, she would have remembered that day that Jesus was born. And after his death, that necessarily wouldn't have been as easy. It would have still been difficult. Just like Christmas for some people are difficult for many different reasons. We don't hear masses about Mary after Jesus' birth, but there are some things we know. We know that she encouraged him to begin his work at the wedding, turning water into wine. She was the one that told him, no, come on, get on with it. She visited Jesus once when he was busy. He didn't have time to see her, saying, actually, these are my family. That can't have been very easy for her, recognizing she was taking a different place and he was leaving the nest. But at the end, when Jesus was on that cross, he ensured that Mary was cared for. He firmly rooted her in his spiritual family, asking John to watch over her. But I wonder how much of that was actually asking Mary to watch over John. She's known widely in the church as the comforter, a nurturer, someone that was there for each of them. And the books of Acts tells us she was in the upper room with them 11 disciples when they were deciding who the 12th disciple was going to be when Judas had betrayed them. She was involved in the discussion to who Judas's successor was. On the day of Pentecost, she was there. And just like in our church family, Mary and the disciples were together to celebrate the joys and the laughter, and also walk in each other's lives when it wasn't as easy. This strange time of year between celebrating Christmas Day and New Year, it's easy to forget the day of the week, never mind what we've got to do next. Mixed feelings. Some people are sad that Christmas Day's over and there's no more feasting and no more presents to open, or sad that the excitement of looking forward to that day is gone. But some people are happy to get away from the emotionally charged atmosphere of Christmas and the season that it holds. This year at the hospice where I worked, there was a mixture of joy and laughter. It's a very strange atmosphere on Christmas Day. There's something very special about it, very deep and very spiritual. It's at that time where people reach out to each other more, where people are more real and more open. Thinking back to Mary, I wonder, was it her who taught Jesus to be compassionate and weep for others when they were suffering? Was it her experiences of being rejected that helped him to love the marginalized even more? It's by being a good friend and listening to others and their Christmas experiences, being there for each other in our real lives, that we can follow the examples that Mary and Jesus set us in the Bible. When we can be open and honest and have real channels of communication, we can show love. Keeping an open relationship helps us share more of what we believe with others. So when the difficulties of Christmas time or life in general make it harder for people, we can be there by being real. Some have already put their trees away. Some who have super organized have written their thank you cards and posted them. Or nowadays sent picture messages or emails. For some, Christmas is over, and that window of opportunity seems lost to talk to people. But maybe when we come to our prayer time later, we can contemplate the things that Mary and Jesus have taught us. And we can look towards the next year and how we can follow their examples. Christmas, a special time. Emmanuel, God with us, doesn't stop. It doesn't go away when the tree goes away or the lights are turned off, when the food's finished, when the presents are all put into the cupboards, or some to the charity shops. Christmas doesn't stop because God is with us, and we can be with other people in the same way. Luke 2:19. Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. We can look back and be thankful for the comfort of Jesus with us in difficult times. We can be joyful because he came, and for the joys of celebrating with other people. We can be glad and thankful for the light and love of Christmas, and we can pray for the new year ahead and about to begin. It's not about a new chapter or turning over a new leaf. This is an ongoing journey. It's not about a new beginning. It's about walking a road with the ones we love and following Jesus' example by taking the difficult times and learning from them and by celebrating the joys. Amen.